Okay, we open the meeting. It's
5:58, 6 o'clock.
Additions and deletions to the agenda.
We do have one.
We have one.
The
We're
road
going to talk
posting.
About the road posting.
And under highway.
And that'll be under highway when we get there. Item 3, citizens input. There's some citizens here, but I don't think they're here for citizens input. I think they're here for the number 4.
None then.
I don't see any of you. I got lots of it, but we don't have time for that. 4, beach manager. And it says here, possible executive session. And I think that's probably appropriate. We have some employee people that want to be the employees of the town, and we need to discuss that. So I will motion that we go into executive session per VSA 313. Section 3, to discuss the appointment, employment, or evaluation of a public officer or employee.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We're going into executive session. So bye. We'll be back soon.
Now you can.
Make a motion to go out of executive session.
Oh, such as that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. We're out of executive session. No decisions were made. We had some great discussions with a couple of good employees or potential employees.
When are we going to make a decision on that?
Should we do that right now? Under beach manager?
Well, unless you're not ready.
So the proposal, are you guys ready? You think?
Mm-hmm.
So the proposal that I think we're going to put forth here, guys, is we're going to offer Melissa Morin co-manager position with Pam Uhlendorf. Did I pronounce that right?
Uhlendorf, I think so.
Yeah. So, Melissa, the town clerk, is going to schedule a time very shortly for them two to meet, figure out what they're doing, and discuss pay and the other stuff.
Yeah, and Pam's pay will be the site. So we.
Well, I don't know if we have to have that on the record, do we? What they're actually getting paid. I don't care. I'm just, they're going to discuss it.
We signed the contract.
It'll all be in the contract.
At the campsite and the money on there.
But we've decided to make an offer for those two and have them be co-managers. And Melissa will be there in the daytime. Pam will be there at night and weekends. And between them, they both thought it would work out. So we're going to go ahead and forward an offer to them.
Yeah.
And hopefully they accept it. It'd be awesome.
Motion?
So we got to make a motion to propose an offer to Melissa Morin and Pam Uhlendorf to be co-manager of the beach for this summer.
For the amount and the discussion we had.
For the, you know, the pay that we've discussed.
Well, that they'll get when the contract.
When the contracts contract, are written,
right?
Yeah.
Be in the contract. Okay. Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain from it.
Yeah, Ricky abstains because Melissa
is a family.
Morin happens to be his daughter.
I feel a little outnumbered here, Ricky.
Now we got Melissa 1.
You
Melissa
know,
2.
I can leave. I've been trying to leave my job.
Ricky's been trying
to help for me.
That's not what I'm asking for.
Ricky's been trying to get out of here for 3 years. You can't seem to find the door.
Welcome to the family.
The only other stuff we have for the beach is the campers have kind of started to coordinate their own stuff. They're going to be moving in some campers the weekend before.
Yes, and we had the gentleman come in yesterday and today who wants the last seasonal campsite. It's still available, so I told him we would let him know tomorrow. And as long as he
if it's still available,
You guys were kind of overseeing that when he stopped and asked me. I said that, as far as I was concerned, you guys were running the beach part of it for right now. So,
yep.
I mean,
so if it's available and it's not.
I talked with Pam to make sure she wasn't already in discussion with anybody else.
Yeah.
Yep. So if that's the case.
I do have a question we wanted to ask for the rate of the shelter.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a little confusing. So what we put on the rate sheet is $150 on the weekends, which includes entry.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that some people are still being booked either they're giving the option of booking at $150 with the guests or booking at $100 and the guests pay as they come in.
I thought we went through this whole thing and we got it all set out in there the last year.
It says it.
Yeah, I don't remember all of these.
This is very clear. I thought we allowed it last year because it was kind of transition.
We did. This year was going to be different. I know that Faye would brought it up into here, so we changed that. The ruling on when you couldn't book a whole year in advance.
Correct.
Right.
Right? We couldn't do that. Right. So you had to wait until whatever. I don't remember the
January 1st off
my head. Yeah. Okay. And then you could start booking.
And everybody booked after that should be paying $150 for a weekend. Says so right here.
So there really shouldn't be much booked up there right now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Because they started in January.
People started in January calling and emailing.
Did they get the one for Lyra? Did they have that weekend?
Yes.
They did?
Yep.
Okay, good. Because I got whatever. I don't discuss that. Anyways. My family don't even work here, and they're still harassing me.
I know how it feels.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an EYL.
Okay.
I do have one other question for the beach while we're still on that. We've been looking at the playground things, and we're going to need a little bit more area because obviously it's going to be more than a slide.
Is
that the pictures you got?
Yes, I put it with the RFP for the grants.
Oh, the big. I didn't see no pictures in there.
No, I didn't.
No.
He leaves us out all the time, but I'm trying to feel left out.
I just made it today.
My question is...
Well, you think you'd get the inside to herself if she comes home for supper, at least.
She takes off and goes to Canada, you know?
Okay. Before we can pick anything out, we need to know what area we are really allowed to work with. So, I was proposing to maybe square this off where the slide is, which should give us plenty of area for a big structure.
Yeah.
I don't want to take up too much.
So you're going to square right from there.
What's the big open thing onto the left of your structure?
Yeah.
So this is the cleanest picture I can get, but I can't get
to it. Oh, no, that looks good though.
So it would square up where the slide area is.
Yep. Just take that green space out of the corner.
Yeah. Because coming this way, not infringing on that corner of that campsite anymore, because we've got that pretty much.
No, this is pretty far.
If we say the edge of where that side is already and back.
Just make
that
hole.
Slide's gonna stay.
No, we're removing. We're taking that out.
Okay.
We're putting a new slide in.
So it's gonna come close to the slide.
Well, I didn't know. Is that one damaged?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember
we had.
Oh yeah, that's right.
So but I think you're we starting to come this way to the flagpole.
You're coming this way, coming.
No, this way.
Okay.
So show him the.
Basically gonna.
Show him the straight down picture again. That'll clear it up.
Oh, okay.
This is where the swings are. This is where the slide is.
Yeah.
So see that corner?
Square.
You're gonna lose that corner. Yeah. That little corner of grass.
But it shouldn't really take.
Impact.
No, it's not gonna take any more because that corner, that campsite's a little bit into the corner. It's bigger, but it's got a little wedge.
I don't think we have enough to go that way with the swing.
Yeah, that looks like the best plan.
If you need a little bit more, if you could shave a little bit off this back towards this way.
Yeah.
See where you squared the other one and make it so it'd be a big square instead of a chunk out of it.
Yeah.
Instead of a rectangle, it'd be more squared up.
Yeah.
So square this up.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite as far because.
I just don't know that we could use any of this space.
Probably just leave the grass growing there.
Yeah.
But mainly we can't come this way at all. You're saying because this is a campsite right here.
Yeah, because the corner.
Campsite's over here.
But it's gonna infringe on your day use area.
A little bit. It's already pretty used up.
Well, when you're up there, you'll see in there because this one on this end is the one where we got it. It goes more like this, not as rectangular and square as the other one, but it gives you more. I think that one's got more area in it if you put the square foot, but it's just not squared up.
No, I think that don't look bad at all. I mean, that area, that little grass area, the kids are raising hell.
If you need to, you can move it towards the beach. Take a couple more feet.
Yeah, cut the whole.
Towards the beach, the whole length of it.
Almost 50 right there, and there was quite a few that were just under 50.
Yeah.
50, yeah.
Once you square that sandy area up, you'll be a lot more area than you think. I think in there when you square that up.
And then once we get down towards the grant, I'll talk about it. But there is an RFP that because with it being a grant, we do have to.
It said Belvedere on it.
Did it change it off?
Five times.
Yeah. Mine said Belvedere.
Five times. I didn't change it.
Five times. Belvedere, and it says Belvedere. We're going. I said, are they paying for ours in there?
No, I used that.
I said, she made the temp. I laughed. I started circling. There was too many of them. I didn't circle it. Yeah. So I give up on
it. I didn't read through the whole thing, but I did see Belvedere.
I said, must be.
I thought I changed it.
No. Okay. So, moving on.
When it gets closer, or at least when we get some dates. We were thinking having them installed in the fall.
There's the first one.
Pretty much done after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Don't install it in summer.
And then that way you still have a little bit of time to get a little grass or something on there. Actually, if they go in there and they do a nice, neat job, they can cut the sod, and all that's going to have those chips in it.
Mm-hmm.
The fleeger in there.
Yeah, so you won't need any grass.
You won't need no grass.
So when it gets closer, I don't know if you guys want to try to sell that slide. We can take some pictures and say it's going to be available after whenever.
Yeah, unload it.
Get a couple $1,000 out of it.
Hate to burn it.
It's plastic.
Chop it up, put it in stove.
Yeah, and there's another one here.
Get all the how dare yous coming out of smoke
right
pipe. Okay, so I think we've beat the campground to death. The beach.
So all our seasonal campsites
are now
filled.
They're full.
Nice.
My first year since I've been here, they've been full.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything from animal control this week.
Oh wait, I have stuff.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, Tim.
Tim, you jinxed us.
Short and sweet.
It's going to be short and sweet. Dog was found in High Park, was surrendered from the, it was an Eden dog. It was surrendered from the owner surrendered it to the town of Eden. It has now been rehomed.
Oh, okay, perfect.
And we did not pay anything.
Nice.
They did not pay anything.
Yeah. Good job.
But if the dog is caught, like if we have a dog caught here, if it's even from Hyde Park, we deal with that issue. So if that dog is caught in Hyde Park, I feel their dog officer should have to. It shouldn't fall back on us.
They did deal with it.
Okay. They did. I just went and picked the dog up because the home was originally in Eden. Unfortunately, that home did not work out, so now it is in Fairfield.
But the dog has a home. And
the dog has
happy
a home,
and
is happy, yeah. Is nice. Taken care of. And then the only other thing that they asked me to bring up was there was someone called her about a cat. She told them that we didn't deal with cats.
Good.
So she said...
You know, I see there was a lost beagle, but they found it. And then there was a lost cow. And she tried to help catch the cow.
All you need, you can chase all you want. All you need is a bucket of grain, shake it. Let the cow come up to it, and then you can lead it where it needs to go.
That's what Coda told her the other morning. Saturday morning, we saw her, and she was out there looking like a cow. And she said, oh, yeah. She says, it eats a grain right out of the bucket. I can pet it and everything else. He said, it's good. It's caught. Just throw a rope around its neck.
Just shake the bucket. Don't let it eat much. Just a little bit, and then shake it and walk it.
Yeah,
and you'll walk it right back into the pasture.
Well, I thought she did get it eventually because it showed up across the driveway.
And did it finally?
Yeah. But
finally came home?
Yeah.
Is
that a different one?
Angus.
No, that's the one from a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it was a black Angus. Been loose for 2 weeks.
Oh, they hadn't found it?
No.
Well, they found it.
Sightings of it until late last week.
It's been sighted quite often.
Yeah.
But I think starting last week is when people started seeing it.
Yeah, because
it
started
coming out.
Yeah, it started getting hungry.
Yeah.
That's the one Bruce was talking about.
And the other thing is...
Angus, dumb.
On that one, so the game warden's called today, asked her to go help. She went and helped try to wrangle it. The cop
wanted to shoot it and make it into steaks.
No, he wanted to leash it and then tie it to a tree until they could find the owner. And Faye told him no, because the dogs he was hearing weren't dogs, and they were
coyotes. Yeah.
I thought everybody knew about it. She went all the way around.
You
the
throw a leash around a black angle, she better be hanging on.
Who are you kidding, you?
Because they are dumb.
They'll thank God for running.
That's all I have.
No health officer either. Good.
No.
Now we're going to sign the orders. Move on. Moving fast.
Because I didn't think the animal control did cattle.
Holy crap,
no,
there's only three orders?
They did if it said animals.
Why is there only three?
There should be four.
Well, no, I thought that's where we got when they changed that ordinance in here. We don't go. They're game wardens are supposed to call us.
Yep, there's
four. Yeah. We don't do farm animals.
They changed that?
No.
Yeah, quite a little bit of stuff they changed in here.
The only reason she did it is because the game wardens have been helping her a lot.
I'm just saying, that's fine.
Oh, one last thing. Beagle passed away.
Yours? The old one over there. Yeah. That's too bad. I'm gonna
He was suffering, but he's in a better place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the last few days he had were good. Yes. Better than they could have been. Mm-hmm. Can I just take a photo of those and send them? Would that work?
What? Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. Distracted.
That's fine.
This is or if you tell like you me and, where you went.
Charlie Boy's been hooking on us lately. It's $144.
Yeah. Just a hubcap for the truck. Okay. Oil was leaking, so.
No, I just said, usually they're going, ooh.
Yeah.
LV.
Yes.
Okay. Right by the four corners.
I can probably
Martin Snagbar.
I can get it.
Okay. Then.
She's got connections there. She used to work there.
I got connections there.
You don't remember it being Martin Snack Bar, probably.
No, but I hear Dad talk about it all the time.
We go there all the time.
Yeah, that used to be a snack bar. And every time when I would work there, Dad would be like, you know, that used to be a snack bar.
Yeah.
Yep.
A good place to go eat.
It was. They had good food.
Yeah.
When did the executive session start?
No.
When did it start?
Yeah.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock.
Yeah, it's the one with your hubcap on it.
I did get that. I just walked away for a second, and then I came back and then
there there's one done. Look at that.
Oh, God bless you.
Bless you.
So your phone and internet for just here is $242
a year.
A month?
Or a month. Right, so with that said, I know it's not in the agenda, but have we revisited getting rid of the one down there and putting up the
link? For two reasons. I think we have to wait till
the contract
July.
Is
July. I think for the contract. And we've been totally ghosted by the tech people that wanted to.
What? Did they pull their tent too?
I don't know.
I'm in the wrong business.
But I think I can still ask Bob. Once the contract's up. Because I think he did mention that too.
I have that guy's email all on ghosting.
Yeah, but do we really want to bother?
They may just be so freaking busy they can't breathe, or they've gone out of business.
Or they're in over their head.
Maybe.
I don't want worse than America.
Well,
I have been looking at
it. I can do it.
All of it?
That's what I do for a living.
You're
not going to do it for free. I can tell you that for free.
That's the only thing free you're getting.
That's the only
thing
free you're getting. Yeah.
When you're not insured, so you can't hire you.
What do you mean I'm not insured?
You got your own insurance? For if you do something?
For putting up?
Collapse my system?
Does Bob?
Yes.
Okay.
All of our vendors have insurance.
Yeah, it keeps going up.
Yeah.
You know that.
It's
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're probably the small problem.
I put up a whole setup for my friend in Stowe that's way more complicated than this one.
I'm not saying that I don't trust your abilities. I'm just saying there's rules.
There are rules.
I think he has his days, though. But
I have no days. I'm pretty stunned on some of them other days. I can be pretty stunned on some days. Yeah, there's good days and bad days.
We all have them.
My boss is having bad days and we're in a roll. He's going to have to get over that shit. We're going to have to talk. Currently, he's been flashing onto really bad ideas and just sticking with them. Like, come on, buddy.
Come right out
until they're dead. It's like, come on, buddy. You know this thing's going to work. You knew it wasn't going to work halfway through, so why are we still beating this horse? You know?
You get something for it right now, but you ain't going to get nothing out of it.
That's it. He's a good guy. He's just been, he was the only guy there doing the kind of work that we all do for like 10 years. you know, propping up the whole place.
And how many of you are?
Now there's three of us, right? Myself and the other guy that we hired, way more experience than he has. But he has a lot of internal knowledge. But he's always so used to being the guy that makes a decision. This is right. We're moving. It's like, sometimes you got to just ask him if he's going to be mad if I tell him he's wrong. Are you going to be pissed off if I tell you you're, like, really wrong here? No, no. Okay.
And then you tell him and he gets mad at you?
No, if you forget that part, he does. Mm-hmm. If you just say, you know what, you're really, this ain't right. You're doing this wrong. He's like, no, we're doing it. Okay. Minutes. Review the minutes. I read some of it. I didn't read it all.
I didn't see anything in there.
I didn't see anything wrong with that.
I rely heavily upon my select board to...
I didn't see any minutes for their other one, though.
No, that was...
Civil board meeting.
Oh.
No, that was be... That would be Uncle Herb's duty, wouldn't
it? Yeah, that's not...
It's not our duty.
Yeah, but when do the minutes for that get approved?
The next meeting.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have that. We've approved the minutes. We've got overweight permits. We've got a stack of them.
No, we can give them to you. You probably should read them since it'll be a year before anybody else reads them. Just to see if
Ernie Crush. Got one truck.
Yep. Log truck.
Yeah. McElwain Contracting LLC from Ferrisburg. They got one, two, three trucks, looks like. And that's it.
Make a motion to approve the town's facts.
Second it.
Favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We've approved those things. Yay. Another job well done. So now we got some driveway permit stuff.
Yeah, you were going to look, or he had...
Julie took some pictures for me.
They're in here. You just got them today.
So he hasn't brought it over this way anymore.
He hasn't changed it. He did make a... He went out further with it, but it's... You're going to come up.
So here's...
He did a lot of...
He
widened it a lot.
But we were explaining to him we need to bring all that gravel here over in here.
Yeah, here's did.
That's Menosh.
The pictures don't really do
Brennan
it justice because
Williams.
It looks flat.
But it ain't
and
flat.
When she took the picture, you're on the hill. Right. You're in the incline. So you really don't really notice it. He's got to put some more gravel in. But
he still doesn't want to bring it up the hill some more.
I told him he's going to have to fill that lower side out a little bit more.
Yeah, the one on the, toward the other guy, yeah. I'll do nothing in his driveway toward that guy's, right?
That's the
lower one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's
yeah,
he's gotta come this
he
way.
Hasn't done nothing on that lower one.
I was gonna say the lower one's the next step.
He
hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
And at least he filled in by the telephone pole a little bit.
Yeah.
They haven't done a lot because they had to dig up through there to put the power and stuff in, and, which I understand that.
We'll keep working on it. You'll get it up there eventually, there because you had a big hole there. That they just were going to bail it over and put it over on the other side and bring it around. We weren't going a lot. We just asked him to kind of come like this here a little bit more.
I asked Eddie actually, when he does it. I said he needs to fill that out a little bit more, and he said, "Well, I think what he wants to do is he wants to save those maples, so he's going to try to get a bunch of stones and he's going to put a stone wall down there." On the edge of it, and then fill up against there to make it a little wider. And I don't know if he's looking for the approval or.
Yeah.
Like what? I said, it's on the side hill, so it's not too bad. I mean, he did add some stuff to it.
It still hasn't come up.
He hasn't come up where it's fairly level, but you do come up and you can see. But it's wide there. I mean, he's got.
That's what's his name's.
Probably 55, 60 feet. That's the one. I'm going to get it closer for my glasses. That's the one down that they didn't move the. This is where the original driveway was.
Yeah.
And then. She took that picture there. She takes it down. They didn't show that one. This is Ed, this one here is Tyler's.
Yeah.
Because we asked him to come in up here where her car's parked.
Yeah.
He's down. Well, you see, the center of his driveway is here.
Yeah.
So that one needs work.
This would be the center of his driveway.
Yeah.
It's still at an angle. That one there, if he doesn't want to fix it, and then the town will remove it. Put it back where the existing driveway was, or
this one here,
or remove it, the other one. Yeah. The guy down
He's got two of them, somewhat yeah. two of them, maybe, yeah. if you want to call it that.
So they both need work.
See, there was a driveway put in years ago that Jeff Morin had.
Oh, yeah.
That's a lot Jeff Morin owned.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Eddie bought it off.
Yeah.
And then Eddie sold it to this other guy. So the other guy,
moved
Eddie wanted to keep a right-of-way down through there. The guy didn't want to share a right-of-way with Eddie.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that driveway is the one in there. You should. It's on that one lot, and then Eddie could have broke off.
Yeah, like anybody else does once they get in there, yeah.
Yeah. So, to me, he shouldn't put it down where he put it in. But he's not going to, I don't feel he's going to move it. But that's what you guys want to do with that. No.
Well, we just don't give him access, but thanks for
everything. Has he got a 911 address down there?
I already had one.
All we can do is not.
He had one, but he moved his driveway. It's changed.
I guess that would be true.
They had a 911 address from when...
For the other driveway,
yeah. So I would say you need to put the driveway back where it was.
Yeah.
Send him a letter, see if it melts anything.
And then the other one still needs some work, too?
Yeah.
Okay, they both need work.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure we got it in the minutes, right? Yeah. They both need work for their approval.
He's moved it some, but he still hasn't brought it down the hill more.
The new driveway.
The driveway needs to be returned to where the original driveway was and do away with the old one. Or the new one.
Or the new one, yeah.
You can only have one access. According to what was dictated to us from the state of Vermont, you can only have one access per lot.
Right. And if you don't split the lots up,
then
you can only have one access.
Yeah.
And what do you want me to say to... Are you just going to talk with Tyler?
I'll talk to Tyler.
Okay, so I'm not going
to... Okay. Tyler's the other one that needs.
Yeah.
He needs some work, but not too much.
I don't know if he needs... Does he have a 911 address?
No, he does not yet.
Okay. But I think he's looking for one.
They're looking for
one. So he can get a 911 address. He just needs to fix it. We've been giving them all out anyway. We can't...
All right. So it sounds like we've got
that
handled.
Well, I don't know if they will give him one yet anyway, because there's no building.
There's no building there yet.
Yeah. You got to have a building for...
Okay.
Got a doghouse or something.
So we're not there yet. Hopefully we can get him to get it into.
All right, cool.
See, because this is where the original driveway was on this lot here.
Yeah, I remember that. We went out and looked at this.
Because this is where the original was. He came right up around like this and then come down over here.
Yeah, why didn't he just come right out through there?
Exactly.
It's just already there.
Because here, if you down here, you're standing here, you got no sight distance. Here, when you pull up, you can see...
That's right, because you moved it this way, that berm and that thing. If you could back down where it was before, then he could have got it up
see
the road.
Just like that hill.
Tyler's in there. Yeah, he brought him down the hill enough, because there's a little bit of a roll up there above Tyler's.
Yeah.
In that, right above there.
Yeah, right there.
Where
Swan's driveway comes
But if you get
that
down further.
Is that a three or four there? Three in it?
That's a four.
That's a four. So we don't necessarily plow it. Somebody does.
Definitely does.
But they plow it because then people ask them to, or because we ask them to.
Well, because the school did. And the town had no agreement with the town of Eden Park.
Right, right.
It was the school board had an agreement with the town of High Park.
That's fine. They can do what they want then.
Basically, it was an agreement between High Park and the superintendent's office.
Yeah, so they just left us out of it.
Yep.
Just the road just happens to be in Eden. And it's Class 4 road, so we have no... responsibility other than if a culvert goes
it's
down.
It's just obtained.
We don't have to plow it. We don't have to do nothing.
No, we grade it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I just want to make sure I
knew
what we were talking about.
We changed the culvert up there not last year, year before. Yeah. I changed the culvert right there on that section.
All right. So is there any other stuff other than, you wanted to talk about, is this where we're putting the additions and deletions for road posting?
Yes.
So
under other?
Yes.
Under other highway, yes.
So I think because it's going to be two more weeks, I think we can, the lower end of town, we could pull the posted signs because everything, it seems like it's drying up pretty decent.
Even this rain will just dry, it shouldn't make it muddy. It'll see
it's just flattening right
now. Harden it up.
East Hill, that's bleeding. I mean, that's pushing
the
ground up.
We did this last year. We did it last year, everything.
I would leave that one just so you keep the through traffic traffic off it until the 15th of May.
So you're thinking this week or first next week you'll take signs down?
I was going to start tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying.
And about the last year we did North Road as well. You want North Road posted as well still?
That doesn't have anything bleeding through it, so...
That's
up to you.
I don't know, I haven't been on the road. That's up to you.
I haven't been down there, but it's...
I don't know.
Normally, that road kind of follows the lower end of town as opposed to Eden Mountain.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Last year, it ended up being muddy, though. Last year, that's what we left those two. Remember, we left those
two. We left them to keep the through traffic, truck traffic off, is what we were trying to do.
Yeah.
But that's totally up to you guys, what you want to do.
Well, no, we might tell if we want to leave the two of them like we did last year.
Yeah, let's do it the same way we did last year.
Yeah.
Why not?
And then it lowers up everything around down here except for then we don't have to worry about going back up over these two and them there for now.
Right, so until we're going to do the lower end of town starting today or tomorrow.
As of today's meeting.
Poster will come off of North Road and Eden Mountain the 15th.
Of the 12th. And then we can look at it on the 12th.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll look at it on our meeting of the 12th.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only time you can make a decision.
I was thinking we just make it and say call it the 15th for the other two to be done.
Well, we'll see what happens with the frost. Well, you're going to watch it. And then you'll know.
Supposed to be all 5 degrees this weekend. So.
Yeah.
Back freezing in snow.
Yeah. Of course it is.
You got to stop saying that. That's where
we're
in my vocabulary right now.
So anyways, do we have to make a motion to do that? Yeah. Probably. So I'll make a motion that we open the roads to normal traffic in the lower, all the roads to exclude East Hill and North Road should be open as of tomorrow, which will be the 29th. And then we will review Eden Mountain and North Road on the 12th.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Well, that way we can get our truck. I've been trying to keep the town trucks off, just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I have dropped a few loads of gravel where we needed to.
Yeah.
Okay. Ratify in addition to delete, or do you have any more highway stuff? Nothing.
Hold on. Yeah, you got to also still sign this. So.
Yeah, we'll sign it. Yeah. We just voted it in.
I know, but I'm changing everything.
Did Ben Turner send that stuff on equipment rental stuff? Okay. So I guess I got nothing else. I was trying to line the sweeper up for mid-May.
Yeah.
I figured we would...
The same guy?
If the price was going to be the same.
Because you got that kinks worked out last year anyway, so it worked out fine. Year before it didn't work quite so well.
No.
This year. Last year it seemed to be fine. You got the kinks worked out.
Yeah, as long as they know.
I did have somebody approach me today. The guy that... The foreman up here for the town of Jay just bought a sweeper, and he might be interested in renting us one. So I might reach out to him, see what his price is.
Yeah, there you go. Why not?
You know,
I got
And like he said, you know, if you got a free day where you can sweep, and it's not raining, we'll just pace it off in 40 hours. It doesn't matter if it takes 2 weeks.
Well, that's a good deal for you.
Yeah.
I mean, if the price is right, that'd be a good deal. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're gonna talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Harold Morrison's brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I got a broom for my tractor. If I can keep a chain on it. I figured out that a 38 horse or 35 at the PTO will snap a 50 roller chain just like nothing. Snaps it right in two.
What are you doing for RPMs?
Just 540.
Yeah, but you're supposed to let it oil up.
Oh, no, that's what it is I don't have any wheels on the broom.
Oh.
So if you put that, if you, like, back into where it humps up,
push it.
Auger that broom right into the dirt and stops it. And I don't have a clutch on the PTO, so it just snaps chain. Like, turns that chain right into butter. Pow.
Yeah, it probably would.
But it does.
Don't even,
that's a hit,
tractor don't even slow down.
You might be hitting
your hand in it. No, they just wrap up on it. But it's like, son of a biscuit, another one.
Gonna get another length.
I mean, I got like two more passes to make the length of the driveway to roll that gravel up into where the water runs, and I'll move it out, you know, a little bit in the edge here.
Yeah.
And I can't seem to make it down there without breaking the
front. No, you get up through there with a grader, you'll roll it in.
It's pretty good shape, actually. I was surprised.
Lower part from the road up through to my Lake Aiden, that berm needs to come off.
That berm does, yeah.
Over the little.
The water sits there.
Yeah.
There's one spot right down there by the bridge past Kelly Jones's driveway.
Yeah.
There's always a puddle there.
Yeah.
And every time I go by and see that puddle, I say, I should get out and just kick a hole in that. It would just run out, you know. But never do that.
We took it off that whole berm up there. But
yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah, when you plow.
You plow, you're rolling it right back up.
You roll just a small edge. It only takes just a little lip to.
And it stops the water dead. Yeah. Ratify additions, deletions. We didn't have any last week, so good. Grant update, Lyra Playground, grant RFP. Did we already discuss that? Or?
Yeah, that's in Belvedere.
No.
Yeah,
no.
We don't need anything to do with that. It's a Belvedere thing.
No, it's ours. So I need your guys' approval because through the grant, we have to send out an RFP. I do have some estimates that people have given us.
I'll make a motion to send out an RFP with the town of Eden on it.
Yes, yeah. I'm correcting it right now.
Unless Belvedere's paying.
We'll what happened was I asked for help because the town of Belvedere actually got this grant as well. So I asked for them help. Their help. They're further along in the process. They've actually already picked
Their contractor.
My question for you guys while I'm doing the RFP is, would we be removing the structure, the slide that's there, correct, and leveling that area?
No.
No.
I don't know.
My question.
That's a deer.
Are you going to do the town? That's going to be the town cost of the portion of the grant.
Right, the town. If the town goes and does that work, then yes, we can bill that.
We can bill that.
Doesn't cost the town anything, but you can use it as your portion of the grant. That's right. The way we usually do that.
Correct.
So it's so much an hour.
Yes. It says we can. It doesn't matter. But my thing about it is, if I, as I'm doing this RFP, I have to put in whether or not I'm expecting the other companies to remove the play structure that's there. And to level it up and the chip mulch.
Yeah, are you using this exact wording and everything?
Yes, for the most part, except for switching
out. Who's furnishing the chip mulch? The town?
We would have to purchase that.
Yeah, you should read this. Did you read all the
No, I didn't read it.
But it just says volunteers. That's why I'm trying to add. You should read this whole thing here before we agree to, because it says volunteers. So is there going to be a lot? Who's going to go up and tear all this down and put all this around? Because it says volunteers. I just want to make sure.
I'll go get the slide and we'll bring it out and put it out here for playground.
You don't want ours to say volunteers.
No.
It does say volunteers.
I think I switched that one out.
Okay, yeah, remove all the volunteer stuff. And the only way the town will go.
You need to say the town will be responsible.
If the town is responsible for leveling that playing field and all that stuff, it's however much it is an hour that we would bill out.
For
just like, bill against the grant.
I was going to say, I have that price.
And then that's part
of our equipment. Town equipment.
You're not going to level it. You're going to grade it to the grade.
Make it
match. The equipment's going to fit to the.
Yeah.
Landscape of the land there.
Yes.
We're not going to go in and try to level that up on a side hill, are we?
No.
No, because that drops off like this right here. So to level that up, you're going to have we're going to drop. Then you're going.
You could take some of it and bring it around there, but it's not going to be completely level. I just want to clarify that.
To grade to a sloped grade.
Well, prepare the site.
Prep site. Okay.
You prepare the site, and the town will do that. But we're going to use that as our piece, whatever we can build for that.
The equipment, the tractor, whatever that, the bucket loader.
Because you got to buy the bark mulch and all that stuff. Yeah. You got to go truck it.
And we have a schedule of what it costs for a truck, what it costs for a loader, what it costs for a person. We have all that anyways.
Yeah.
Because of all the other grants.
And then the other thing.
And anything,
is,
if you had to rent a little mini or whatever.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you had to
rent, that would be all included in that, right?
They were doing a kickoff meeting with whoever's doing that. I didn't know if that was something you guys would want us to do.
It's basically a pre-bid meeting, just like what we're going
to do. No, not a pre-bid meeting.
But it's basically, when you collect your contractor, when you go up there, you meet with them to go over everything.
I said it's
similar to a pre-bid.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they'll be up in there knowing that this isn't going to be like this right here. This is going to be a great, when they're doing that, when they come look at that, they'll know what the terrain is going to be. The
problem is there are very few companies in Vermont that do this. So what I have found is a lot of them have, what is it, representatives in the
area.
Northeastern region, because they're not even in Vermont, let's be honest here. They're in Massachusetts, they're in New Hampshire, they're in Maine. I think there was one in Vermont.
We just want to make sure that when we go up there that all the stuff is, their part of it is it's just bringing in it, dropping it all on the ground
from
the truck.
They're going to, my thing is they will be installing structure. What I was putting in there in the RC is they will be installing the structure. We will have the area prepped for them, but they will be installing the structure, and then we will be providing the mulch after.
The last payment upon approval of the inspection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So they get, or they get some percentage up front, and then they get the rest when it's done.
Approval on inspection of the.
They get a startup fee, and then they, and halfway through, if they need a thing or
whatever, either half a quarter, and then that last quarter, they get your whole.
Okay.
25% will be held until final inspection.
That's right. Okay.
Apparently, I didn't give you guys the updated one that I had edited, but I did take out the volunteer part.
Good.
And Belvedere.
Yes.
And Belvedere.
Apparently, I didn't save all of them.
You know how a word works? You can say, find Belvedere and replace with Easy.
Yes, done. I know. Okay. I've been working on that.
The computer will do that for you.
Apparently, I missed a few of them. So I'll reread that and just double check to make sure I took out all the volunteer stuff. I thought I did, but...
Okay.
When is he doing? Oops. Can I back to the thing there, the water? When are they doing that? Has he done that already?
Has somebody contacted
John?
John.
Is that the water?
Melissa, did you reach out to John about water?
Yeah. It's probably gonna happen next week.
Okay.
Next week. Yeah. Good. That'd
that's
be
a week before they move in. So I just want to make sure that in case we have a snafu.
I told them that it was likely they're moving in the week that following weekend, so if we could do it before that.
Yep.
Okay.
So then next week.
That'd be perfect, because then if we have a little snafu or something, we'll still have time. Okay, just was curious. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem.
You know, everything usually does, and he's going to bleach the well.
We go by Bob's rules of order. So we're up to 12, which is other, and we've got a couple things here. Tree location for Alexander, however you pronounce his name.
Chidiac. So we can get as many trees as we want up to 30, but... we're not going to take all 30 trees. Whatever we don't take as a town, he's going to take and put on his property. And people will be able to observe them.
Tell them to put them all up there, then.
And then, but we do need to pick an area for him to plant, because the other trees do need to be planted in the next month.
And he needs to put them all down there by the Historical Society, doesn't he?
So if we went... from the edge of the town road and went back 30 feet.
On the property line down there?
So you can run a roll right up the property line, right along right by the school.
There you go.
That's right, line perfect spot. The
that's what I've been thinking about that. Now
right
we
on that property
cut
line.
The hay in any, and it'll look a nice little trees down through there. And right. It won't just put a
property. Right along the property line there.
You can plant them all.
Right alongside... there, and then he could turn the corner and follow Noel Flat. He can put a row of trees right along there, 30 feet off the edge of the pavement. That way they'd be way out of the road.
And they don't get
the limbs wouldn't, the limbs wouldn't grow out into the road.
The salt won't kill them.
Even if it was 40 feet off the edge of the road, it wouldn't hurt.
But yeah, along that property line for sure.
He puts that property line, I was thinking about that, and that'd be a great little spot. They went right down there.
Right down that line.
Yeah, put all 30 there.
Yeah,
I think he's got enough room for them all.
Because, you know, they got
to
be further.
Tell him to bring some topsoil, because that's all nothing but rocks.
Yeah,
okay. Put you one far enough apart.
He's the guy that knows how to put them apart.
No, I'm thinking for snowmobiles and stuff.
You, I was going to say,
Don't leave a hole in the middle for someone.
They should be able to, if you leave 40 feet by the main road, you should be able to sneak a tree. They got to be far enough apart so they don't grow right into one another. You're gonna want them 15, 20 feet apart anyway.
They should be able to get through there with a
snowmobile trail.
What's that?
A groomer?
Yeah.
He knows where the snowmobile trail normally enters.
Yeah.
He mentioned that.
Leave a spot for them.
Leave a spot.
Perfect.
I think perfectly line that tree. I think that's a good spot right straight down.
And if you
there,
need help finding the property line, let us know.
Okay. Because
I can tell them where it is.
Right. Yeah.
Power line, basically, probably.
Yeah, it's kind of on the back, school side of that
yeah.
a little bit.
Yeah,
there some should be some pins out in the woods there.
Yeah. Should be at all, actually. Punch it in like what she does on Google, and you should be able to walk
right straight down.
You got to be careful. That property lines on those maps, the state maps, are wrong.
Oh, they're wrong.
Yeah.
Some of them are. Mine is severely wrong. Shows mine going like this, and then turning and going like that, and that's a straight line. That line, there's only two pins, one on each end. That's it. Ain't no curve in it. So. And you call them, they all get their data from the same place, Onyx Hunt and all those guys, and you're like, we can't fix that, we get our data from here. And if you call them, and, well, we can't fix that, we just go by the deeds and the thing. Well, you never read that. If you did, you know there's only two pins in that line. Meatheads. So, now we got this,
he hasn't talked to her yet, but he is going to talk to, is it Christina?
He said he did talk to her in the letter here.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he reached out to her.
Okay.
Yeah, but he hadn't talked to her. Just
no, he got to find time to meet with him.
Yeah.
To examine the truth.
But he basically, this is his, I had asked him, like you guys had asked me to have him look at the tree. I told him that what you guys wanted and was very minimal things to happen to the tree. And he just wanted me to give you guys this information.
Yeah, I read it.
So they can, the way I read this, if they want to trim the tree, they can.
Yeah, they would.
It's at their expense. The only way it becomes a town expense is if the tree is unsound and a danger.
We were up there, baby.
That tree is just like brand new.
I take that in my house any day of the week.
It's a nice tree.
Throwing some sap out that day.
So maybe this guy can work with them, and they can pay him to remove the limbs or whatever.
So he just wanted me to pass his information to you guys.
I think we elected appointed a good tree warden for the sense of that letter right there.
So he just wanted me to pass that information to you guys.
Right, so this next one, I kind of got it. It's not, it says resident request for a bench, blah, blah, blah. So we don't talk, we can't. How do we do this?
It's not ends.
You can't mention it.
I understand.
So my take on it, and I shouldn't have a take, but it's not specifically that person, it's the group, so it doesn't matter.
Yep.
Somebody wants to donate something to some, and it's, you know, if they want to donate it, they're donating something. It's, I don't know that it's up to us. I mean, it's nice that they ask.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you guys. What are you saying? We did
one for candy.
We did, and we went through that process. So we went through and figured out what we're going to do and everything in there on the process for candies in there and put the bench that we put up there. Is that what they're thinking about putting this
I think very similar, yeah. Just but something.
We have to pick the location.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can pick the location.
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, I'm agnostic, and I'm. If somebody would donate me a bench, I wouldn't care. You know.
If we get a.
Can he go next off to the side of the? I got to go back up. Can we put it looking like that down over the.
Yeah, or maybe on the other side. We can find a spot.
If we went down. As you know, where they used to land the boats.
Yeah.
Oh, probably, around the, yeah, I know where you mean.
Right there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There you
go. Right around that corner where all that group of trees
is. Yeah, the little white birches that we put in there.
That'd be a great spot.
Put it right in the very front side of that so that you could set and face right under the lake. That's a day use area for everybody to use.
Yeah.
That's a good spot.
If not in anybody campsite.
Yeah, and it's not interfering. We don't have to interfere. It's not out and down next and within our buffer area.
Yeah.
It would be off to the one side.
Right. So.
There'd be one there and one up here.
Yeah, you got one there, and the other one's up by the
boat line.
Yeah,
the boat line. One up here, and then one down
there.
Yeah,
might go down there and sit on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking just the other end?
Around the corner more.
Down where the, way down around the other
corner more.
Over there?
Well, where they planted all those little trees right next to
them. I don't know how far I can go.
You can go.
I can't go any further that way.
Okay. So you go right down through to the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good spot.
Because you know that gravel road goes right down to the...
Just to
where
the
we were having a problem where people parking their campers in there. Just right around that, them trees are right there.
Right in front of
put
them.
It right on the very front side.
Because those people are supposed to not have their thing because they kept moving more over and over into that roadway with their
camp
burn barrel. So down this way here will keep them back
right there.
You got the fence there.
You got that tree. You got your
fence. I think the fence worked out really well, too.
The fence goes this way.
Yeah.
The tree's here.
And then you go this way and that way. I think
perfect.
I think
Pam and them are a lot better about than we have.
That's a good spot for it. So I don't know if we have to make a motion or anything on that, but we can just, I think we're all.
We can pick a spot.
We're all good with it, and we'll pick a spot. So you just let them know.
Yep.
Sounds good. I don't think we got any others. Got any four-year information?
Yes. This.
Yes, I saw that. You guys send this shit to me, and I get it a week early. It gives me heartburn.
I didn't send it to you.
So who wants to go to this?
What is it?
Lamoille County Regional Plan.
I didn't give it to anyone.
LCPC Regional Planning meeting at Marshfield to approve the whole regional plan so they can stick it up our ass. That last part should have stayed in.
No, that's fine.
Tuesday, May 26th.
Tuesday, May 26th.
At 5:30.
We don't have a meeting that night, do we?
Actually, we do.
Oh, I guess we can't go.
26th, do we?
Yes, we do.
I guess we can't go then. Sorry.
I think 181 is going to do enough for us.
Well, so yeah, that's brutally, brutally bad. And it ain't getting
it. Tell them that it doesn't work for us to reschedule that meeting for us. Right?
We're on the
news.
They show our pictures?
I know, but they took us, they had their into there. They mentioned it.
Right? Yeah, because we were one of the towns that sent the letter.
There's
a lot of towns that have sent letters, but lots of them.
I was going to say, you're on the Facebook thing, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of towns that
I put. There's a lot of towns. A lot of them have just printed the template.
Yeah.
We didn't do that. I wrote my own. But it's like, and if they're here, the worst part about it is those legislators, the woman that crafted things. Well, we hear you. And then another one got up there and said.
It's just like this here. That's what you
do. Another one got up there and said, well, you know, it's kind of like, if we have to repeal this, it's, you know, I have a sense of mourning and loss because we're going to have to start all over again. It's like, I posted on that one. I said, no, stop. Don't start over again. Stop. Legislature should close and not do another thing. You've done enough damage already. Morons. And you know, the sad part is they're smart people. There's nothing wrong with them. I call them morons, but they're not. A lot of them are really smart. But they really... The problem with them is they really, truly believe they're trying to do the best for them. They think we don't know anything. And they're trying to do, they think they're doing the Lord's work or some shit. They're true believers.
I don't like that they're trying to push the shit from
Chittenden County,
onto this little Lamoille County up here.
Oh, the Northeast Kingdom.
If you start following that down the path very far, you'll find out that the Tier 1A and Tier 1B part, which we didn't opt into... See, they didn't tell us when we were marking up that map that this was tied to it. But remember I said, I know it is. They're going to tie this. So what we, if we'd have said, oh, this is downtown, then we could have got grants to put in public water and sewer, like Montgomery's fighting with right now.
Yeah.
Right? Or we could have got, so then we list downtown as Tier 1A and 1B, and then you get all kinds of funding for Section 8 housing.
Oh, look so at more. Look at all those houses right next to the road and all these apartment houses.
So that's how they've been building those apartment buildings in Mooresville.
Yeah.
Right? Because he didn't have to go to. This law's been in effect since 24. He didn't have to go to the state for permits for those apartment houses. Mooresville said yes, and he built them. But all he had to do to make sure everything was okay is have a certain number of units
for low income.
For low income. Those are solid full, every one of them. The rest of them are all empty because they're $3,500 a month.
Yeah.
Nobody can afford them. The guy that built them don't care because he's got all the other ones are rented. Government checks coming in every month.
Yeah.
He built so many in Mooresville already, and I would tell you his name if I can remember it. I can't. That he had to get one of his nephews or a cousin or something. Yeah. He had to get his kid or his nephew or his cousin or something to... open another LLC because he can't go through the process again. He's done too much already. How's that feel? That's what this is all about. It's all about the money. It's all about money in these urban areas where they can get all this money to build these Section 8 houses and get it.
And they want to shove all the people from down there up here. Right.
Or wherever they can
to
get
them. To put them in our school and flood our school system.
But they don't want them to live out here in the woods. Because you have to drive too far and you might carbon up to earth.
Yeah.
You could cut Vermont with a cookie cutter right out of the planet. All the people in it. And all the everything. And it would affect the world's carbon dioxide percentage by exactly zero. Wouldn't change. The whole state was gone tomorrow. It wouldn't change anything. We should not have a climate agenda. We should not have a Green New Deal. We should not have a clean heat standard. We should have none of that shit.
You sound like Trump right now.
No. There's a lot of shit I don't agree with him on.
Did you get quite a few people that are interested in coming to the free bid?
No one's officially said they were coming. A lot of people were asked about it.
Okay, inquired.
All right. So I guess we're down to other, and for your information, hey. Office edition.
Other? I've got everything lined up. Changes tank Friday, if it works.
Oh, this propane tank?
No.
Or I mean the
sewer tank.
Sewer tank.
Okay.
It's all dig safe. The tank will be pumped Friday morning, and 1 o'clock the other one, new one's coming.
What's in there now? It's old steel one, probably.
Yeah, 500 gallons.
Yeah,
five or seven.
Put a concrete.
1,000 gallon concrete.
Yeah. Concrete.
Yeah. And then we'll put a couple risers to bring it to the top because there'll be a filter on the outlet end of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
yeah, that's a cover.
Yeah, yeah. Plastic cover.
Yeah. Okay, oh, the filter will be on it because you can take the cover up. Just to put one in, you fill it, clean it out.
Yeah. We'll give that job to Molly.
Yeah. She can go cut off the filter.
Plan on working for her.
No, it's not sweet.
I helped. My question, did you say Dick Safe's already done it?
No, I called them.
I was like, they did not come.
No.
I think he was being sarcastic earlier.
I called Dig Safe. Okay. It's all marked, pre-marked.
I know, it's pre-marked. I saw the pre-marked. Yeah,
what are they? They got one of those meter things looking for stuff in the ground.
Yeah, but they wanted me to do a survey on how Dig Safe is doing. I said, you really don't want me.
You don't want
that.
It's basically on how we treat you when you call here. I said, well, I'm having a problem with DigSafe when they come out to mark stuff. She says, well, what's your problem with marking? I said, they're not doing it. I mean, we did a job in Hyde Park last week.
Yeah. They just don't even show.
And you got 460 volt going into, three-inch conduit. They never marked any of that down through.
The power company's got to do that right now.
No, what'd she say? Central something locators. Used to be on target.
Right.
They did a nice job. Yeah. Then they went to another one. Now it's a computer company that's actually doing it. And what I could see, what my wife read to me because of the computer bullshit, they do everything aerial, like what she's doing.
Yeah.
And like in Hyde Park, they've got all the stuff mapped out where your main service lines go.
Yeah.
So they'll go right to where the meter is.
Yeah, and hook on the other end.
And they just show, okay, everything is aerial to this point, you're all set to go. But they didn't show where it went from the meter 400 feet up the driveway to the house.
Did you know it was there?
Huh?
Did you hit it?
They got an LB right there by the horse beard.
Yeah.
So we know, okay, they're going to come out here. That's going to come like this.
It's going to be somewhere near here.
Propane line is here. Communication line was here. So we dug between power and the communication and propane.
Wow.
A lot of handwork.
Yeah.
Digging down and making.
If you dig sideways, it just once takes all that handwork away.
And this ain't the job we started, and you get there, no warning tapes, no nothing.
So you have any flags?
I saw
it. Nothing. They didn't put nothing. They didn't mark nothing, but they're in the ground when they put the main line in. They never put the warning tape on.
Oh, they didn't put a ribbon or tape foot down to the top of the.
No.
Yeah, you should throw at least some trash in there so you know when you're getting close.
A coffee cup would be nice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not one that disintegrates either.
I saw a video.
Oh, yeah.
I saw a video of a guy that was said, I've never seen this before. He was looking at a dig safe. Yeah. Marks like this long. Had the marks, and it had written on there power and whatever. Yeah. And then right at the end of the line, it said, I think. He said, I've never seen this before. He said, and I don't like
it. But he get confused with that thing there, doing one in my house. And he was having quite a time going into there because they're using the red for the power. Orange was he was using for
communication.
Yeah, communications and stuff into there. And he was having quite a time going in there. I said, I don't think it goes down in there. I said, in there. So I went down in the basement. And I did measures from the ground down through and figured in there. I said, well, we're only going down a foot. I should be in good shape in here. But I wasn't convinced that he had where he was saying the power came in. Didn't jog.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
He had me coming here, and the power actually comes in the house here. So I don't know.
We got done. Yeah. We got almost done pretty yeah. quick. Yeah. So I think we can. We can spare till 8 probably on that. You want to take a look at that?
Yep.
Blueprint.
I'm going to use the restroom and then I will.
I'll move this stuff in the outside of the room.
So he was saying, Tim, in here, he did say in here, so I don't know because I couldn't, if he went back and redid these plans for us or not, because he said 2x10 floor joists, it's 16 on center.
Okay, I'd have to do that.
Yeah, I started looking it up on the computer.
I think that's 90.
And then because the length has
2x8x10 residential.
Yeah, 2x10s are what you use in a floor joist. Most any houses you build now. So they were 2x10, but the difference is 12. They're only 12 foot wide, so that actually carries out for the thing. And if you looked on the line on there, there was a formula that said I'll have Tim because you'll be able to read that.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll look it up for you.
The formula thing in there because I looked at it and then I was. Getting ready to go to out in the shop, so I didn't look at it anymore, and I said, well, I'll take Tim home. Because I was thinking about that.
I can do that for you.
But he was saying, remember we had talked about when they were talking about the 100 pounds per square foot, so I don't know if he changed this, because he's still got 2x10, 16 on center.
That hurt.
So I'm not sure. If this was changed to when we...
I don't think it was.
So load rating.
Yeah, load rating. So I'm just wondering on the load rating.
So we'll go right here.
Yeah.
Right here. We're going to go right down through. Metal roof to match existing.
Yeah.
Yep.
You want that or not? High temp synthetic underlayment. No, we just want water and ice.
Yeah.
Fire and ice, right?
Water and ice, yeah.
So we don't want that.
Yeah.
That struck out. This is fine.
Yeah.
Pre-engineered trusses is right. You want R60 blown in cellulose up there? Or is that what you want? Or you want
I don't care. That's a lot. It used to be 38, so they jumped from there, then they went to 42.
Yeah, they're blown in, whatever.
Yeah.
You want this or no?
If they're going to use whatever, that's good. Are they using just, we're going to fiberglass, right? With bats?
That's the exterior wall.
We went with
the roof.
The roof in there.
He wants to put a vapor barrier in the roof.
No, I don't think I want plastic on the roof.
In the roof.
Yeah.
No.
Because we're going to use water and ice, right?
They'll use water and ice.
Yeah.
So that gets scratched out.
Yeah.
And then the exterior wall.
And just write down here for this water and ice on there. We're going to use water and ice, yeah.
Yeah, and that's all in the document, right?
Yeah, right. But I just wanted to get it so that when they're looking at it, we'll have.
So wall assembly. 2.5-inch zip wire sheath, we're not doing that at all.
Nope.
And that's in the document.
Yeah.
2x6 studs is fine.
Yeah.
R19 craft face fiberglass bat insulation. Did we want to replace that with rock wool?
That's what you would put on the other one.
I think that's what we want.
Yeah.
I like that a lot better.
Yeah.
I use some of it at home.
Yeah.
So this is crossed out.
I'm going to put rock wool in there.
I don't know what that means.
Gypsum, that's gypsum wallboard, 5/8, that's fire rated.
Standard, whatever.
Okay, so we're going to do that.
Gypsum wallboard, that's 5/8 sheetrock all around the wall. The ceiling would be 5/8. That gypsum wallboard, 5/8.
This is all typical, right? Floor ceiling assembly.
Three-quarters done and grooved,
Floor and ceiling, okay, three-quarter, we thought that was good. 2x10. These are 16 on center, are we thinking we're going to have to do 10 on center or 12 on center?
Tim said he can figure that out.
I can figure that out.
Because, you see what I'm saying? Then my thoughts are that everything should be able to bring this floor right, and it'll happen, they'll be able to pour that wall. They'll be able to pour that wall, because once they put it, they'll be an inch and a half above that concrete on the cab.
Yeah, that's a seven.
Right, you see it? On that, and then everything will be, and there'll be nothing but just going right straight across, and be an inch and a half above that.
You have to put a, won't he have to put a key for where, because that floor in the vault's going to be concrete.
Yeah, the top floor of that is in there, because it'll be
a key. He'll have a key on that wall that's on the middle wall.
He'll have to put a key weight if he's going to tie it in there, because they probably won't pour that monolithic. It won't pour that all one form.
I scraped that out. I mean, put my sheetrock downstairs.
Just exposed.
What's this? 7/8 hat channels.
He's putting that on the ceiling. It must be. They put it's metal for furring strip in their channel. They put it on top to put the sheetrock on the bottom of the floor, because they'll have to have something on the bottom of the floor joist, because you're putting radiant heat. They'll have to seal that.
Oh yeah.
So they'll put 5/8 on there.
No, they don't have to seal that. You just put the tin things up and nail them right to the ceiling, right to the floorboard.
Yeah, that's it. Insulation? No, when using
it. Insulate behind that.
You have to put insulation some kind of to hold the heat. They go up to the pans, and then that's what holds the heat up under the floor.
Okay. So I didn't know.
Well, yeah, because they did the other one. We just did one this last fall, and they actually came and sprayed that one. Sprayed it right before. But they left the small. You have to leave a small space if you're not putting the pans down in there. You leave so that it heats that area, and then it heats the whole floor, the whole cavity. Yeah.
I think we talked about putting the pans up there, and it doesn't say that in this print.
Well, it said back here. No, over here somewhere. Right here, radiant heat. It was radiant heat right there.
And load rated 100 pounds, I made that. And we'll just change that number if we have to.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Once you figure it out, because if it says, 8 inch, whatever, they just come out and we just put more of them in. That's going to be a hell of a lot cheaper than...
The basement wall. Self-adhered waterproofing membrane equal to Suprema exterior. I think no.
Well, he's either going to spray it, right, Rick? Or he's going to put something. So I don't know about... I'm not sure if that's just what the membrane...
What they did to the membrane here, we were going to blocks on this one. The blocks take a membrane like a water
knife. Yeah, because they'll suck water into the blocks.
So this one here, the foundation we are going to be...
Somehow it's going to be sealed.
We'll have to spray it. Pressure seal it.
Right.
It says equal to. Okay. Pressure seal. What we don't want is this ICF. We definitely don't want those.
That rebar, that's the rebar.
Standard rebar.
And that's the gypsum wallboard sheetrock, typical inside. That's interior.
But we don't need that.
Yeah, we do. That should be sheetrock. You want sheetrock. This is the walls.
Why do we want sheetrock inside that basement? We don't need it.
Oh, this is the big.
This is the basement.
Floor and ceiling. Okay. This is basement wall. This is floor and ceiling.
Basement wall.
Okay.
Down from here.
Okay, sorry. Okay, sorry. Yep.
The insulation is going to be on the outside.
Yeah.
The concrete's going to be.
Yeah.
Foam.
2 inch on the outside of
2 inch. Outside.
And that, what we decided, right, that foam wants to be flush with this foundation, the outside of this foundation wall, so that everything goes right straight down, so that when they build this
thing. And it says in the papers that it needs to come flush. With the stone board. Okay, so I think that's marked up pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I did look at this here. It looks like the standard are going up, so which is fine, 9 foot. So they do have on, right here, you can see part of it.
And when it talks about making this even to the other building and all that other shit, it kind of makes this null and void. They got to figure this shit out.
Yeah, this will be, but if they come in 9, but it kept that somewhere we do cross, because we don't want this one great long building. That's why we're raising.
It says in the, says in the bid package.
Right, but I just want to make sure that when we're looking this over, if we...
Right, so here we got a vaulted ceiling. Yeah. This is
going to go away.
Yeah.
You're only doing this.
Right, so
that would be all concrete. Yep.
All ceiling assembly. This is no.
The parking lot. Oh yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Right.
This is yes.
And this still stays, but not.
No, not the ICF.
Not the ICF.
No.
There you go. I think that almost fixes that.
Yeah. Because this is your gypsum board on here, and the metal strip, and they're going to put the resilient channel on the top there to see how that will go.
Well, they should put heat right in its concrete.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, they can run radiant
heat. Right here it says.
4-inch concrete slab with radiant heat right there.
So down here.
Yeah.
What about up here?
Right here, vault ceiling.
4-inch concrete.
Which would be the, this will be the vault floor for here.
Yeah.
You could probably hear vault floor, radiant heat.
Yeah.
4-inch, or whatever over here.
Yep.
With an arrow. Go right up to it.
Yep.
4-inch above the forms, but that doesn't matter. We're not doing the forms. They're just going to pour concrete with
pad,
depth.
Yep, and slab across that.
Yeah, with rebar. Not logs. Okay, so we're getting that squared away. Continuous ridge van, I got no problem with that.
Yeah.
High temp synthetic underlayment. That's the water and ice.
They're showing that here. Not here.
Right. They're showing it on the side.
That should be water right here.
Yeah, we don't want that on there.
That's high temp. I don't know what that underlayment.
Yeah, we're not doing it.
No.
Pre-engineered wood trusses.
Yeah.
This is the same.
Yeah. No, we don't get the
We don't want that.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's pretty close. I mean, we can answer questions against it, right?
Yeah.
So that page is up here.
Yeah, outside your walls, what you're going to use is like a, what do they call that? It goes on the outside of your wall.
Tyvek.
Tyvek.
Yeah, house wrap.
Yeah, house wrap. And you're going to use that zip board system. Right.
Yep. The zip board, the half, just a half inch zip on the outside, in there is what they're going to use, and then without the, not the inch and a half one, or our 2-inch one, we're just going to use a regular half inch or whatever it is for the.
Then we're going to put C bid documents because this print doesn't reflect what we're doing. All right.
Yeah.
And they do have the stairs over there, but the stairs. You know, when whoever gets it, we're going to put tape measure on it and say, that's where the fucking stairs are.
But see, they're only, I meant to scale that out, it's 1/4 inch to the foot. I think where they had the plan, because theoretically, if just for very good ceiling, it should end up being around 110-inch well. So I think we can move that back this way.
Because
when we cut that wall, if we have to, we can cut this wall back. Because we're not worrying about the support.
We're going to cut it quite far.
But we're going to, because they come like 6. If we had to come 8, we don't care, right?
No.
Because even with the beam into there, because they're not going to cut in to put that pocket for that carrying beam. If we put a carrier with the floor joist, it isn't going to matter.
So these prints should be marked as for reference only.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And then this is kind of going to, some of this is going to be pointed. As builder, we've given them enough information, I think, to bid it.
Yeah.
But probably not enough to build it without input from.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of how I look at this. I used to call it point and shoot. You know, when the guys come, hey, I don't quite know where I want them stairs, but when you show up, I'm going to tip them a point, and you're going to put them there. And this is typical. You know, there's nothing. I don't see anything horribly wrong with that.
They're replacing the thing, and then the two porches that they want in the handrail.
And this porch out here does need to be replaced.
Yeah, but
we're talking about getting a grant.
We're gonna get a grant for this, so that needs to come up in this part here, somewhere in here.
Well, the grant will do the ADA ramp.
Yeah.
The grant we already got.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then whoever bids on this bids on it, and then we just pay them out of the grant.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's separate from the whole. Well, we want to make sure that that's separate.
But they can bill us separately.
Yeah, right, but that's separate in here.
We'll just explain it to them.
Because in here somewhere, it was in.
I just want to see some more of these details.
Yeah, it was in the.
You're going to be wrong.
This was in the full.
Because we want to make sure we leave enough room so that if you got to get something to go
down
here.
That's what I'm saying. This is only like 40 inches, so I think they got this long, so I think this can move this way some. Cause
yeah, it can
see
move.
Because they were putting this existing wall, they were going to move it back to 6 feet. One of the upstairs. Yeah, downstairs is on that one of the downstairs.
Yeah, we can cut this wall right off right here. Because this is not a bearing wall.
No, that's what I said.
We can just open that right here and move them this way. We talked about that some.
Right.
Stair.
Would it be easier to have the exit remain outdoors instead of indoors?
No, you want to have something in there that's not going to be take that much room out of your wall.
It'll
actually give you something to hang stuff and everything on that stairwell.
You're saying maybe put another
bulkhead, right? Would that be easier or more cost effective?
I hadn't had a chance if we looked
at it. I don't think it matters. We just need an extra basement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
We're
close.
Yeah.
And I think we're smart enough to answer the question.
Yeah.
That works good. Like when you want to put something down in the basement. That's why I said upstairs you kind of need a little bit more room. So if you don't want, just say you got to go out a door into a door like this, it's like here.
Right.
You don't want to have to slide it in and then try to tip it up
exactly.
Or go down the stairs.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if you're limited on space, would it be easier to keep a bulkhead? It doesn't matter to me because it's not like we don't go downstairs a ton.
No.
Not enough where I can't walk myself
over here.
No, but I
think when you come over to here, into here, because you're going to come down, and when you come down, you'll be coming down the stairs this way. So they can move out this way in here quite a little bit if they had to, because there isn't really anything, because the boiler and everything and all that stuff is over
right
here.
There,
so this
yeah.
could, anything here, so there's some shelving here, we could move anything so you come down the stairs like that, so that you got...
So you have to move the shelving.
The only thing you got is this vault here.
Yeah, right.
So that's concrete wall right here.
Yeah.
So if you had to come into this area right here, that would still, like you said, you could move some of that stuff down.
Right. Because that bulkhead back here in that wall is only on top of that wall that's carrying that gable end wall right here.
You got to hold up. Oh,
yes. Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Stop. Yeah, I have to. Find anything else we need to mark up? Some of this is, it, like we said, it's going to be decided. They'll ask questions, and, and when we get done, you build get a thing, get it to the as-built plan, and then that way you'll have everything.
That's right next to Hannaford.
Yeah, somewhere in here it said, but it isn't that the drawing doesn't reflect it. I think he should have said that the pitch was supposed to be the same, not.
I say that in the
but
in the other documents we talk about. This is to match this, but be just a little higher.
Yeah, but the pitch is the only thing that's going to match the it's going to be where he said 9 feet.
The height will be different.
The height is going to be a difference, though, because I'm hoping that they'll end up between the soffit and the top of that roof like 6 inches. So that way there will give you 2 inches of good flashing to stay. So the bolt pine.
It's tucked under there, so it's out of the
so
weather.
So it's into there, but usually you keep it up a couple of so that water don't rock.
You don't want this much different. You only want to give you water.
Yeah, but I think when he's got the nines, that's pretty close. They should be close to 4 to 6 inches in there.
Yeah, all the markups I really found. I think we hit them all on that first page, all about the ICF and the ball and all that. Rest of it.
Yeah, once you get that for the four doors part, that'd be great in there.
I will.
I think they're going to be similar.
Because I think that will end up.
That's the new one?
Well, it's one of them. There's some that are pretty decent.
Yeah. So you're going to, are you going to keep those?
Well, I'm just going to go back to home. I haven't really had a chance to look at
them. Make that the official set.
Here's,
all right.
You want to look at them all?
No, I don't.
No. It actually is a decent one. It's just determining some of them are kind of plain and just have a couple of slides. Some of them have quite a bit of interaction.
This one.
Yeah,
talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, you want to so that somebody one kid can use a slide, which that looks nice.
This one is nice.
Yeah, did everybody go to freaking Costco and buy those?
This one has a decent amount of stuff. There's like a little steering wheel. There's a little picnic table here.
Amy brought them in. They're disgusting.
She brought me a tub full.
Or
maybe that's the tub full.
Yeah, no, they're one disgusting.
They're coffee. They don't have much flavor.
But yeah, you got two sides. Climbing thing.
Yeah, you're gonna make that loud enough so the recorder can hear.
But there's a few decent ones.
The recorder.
Are you all set, Rick? Yeah, I'm all set. You got some more you want to do?
No, I think make a motion to adjourn if you're.
So,
okay.
On the before we do the thing, pre-bid meeting is the 12th.
Is the 12th.
So, what date is the starting date?
I don't.
I put in the document. I put after May 15th. Pretty obvious that's going to be true because we aren't going to award the
contract.
Well,
you're not going to pick.
We can say anytime after the 26th, which is when
is when you're going to pick.
We can change it. So that's why I said some of that stuff wasn't clear.
Yeah.
Somebody looking at it and saying, well, one of the people that said The finish date was June 15th.
Yeah. I changed that. Well, that was for the concrete.
Those are all now November 15th.
Yeah, yeah. I was going by the concrete.
Yeah.
I was trying to say, oh, the concrete's got to be done, but I was trying to be the scheduler.
Stage it. Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't do that in the bid stop. It makes people nervous. Anyway, he made a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, the ayes have it.